Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Sridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, chapter number 9, text number 14. I don't have the Sanskrit here. I'm just trying. Kirtayanto. Yes. Satatang kirtayanto mam yatantashta dridavrata. Namashantashta mam nitya nityayukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me. These great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, Personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising His holy name, His eternal form, His transcendental qualities, and His uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or human being. That is devotion. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, and Smaranam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything in the service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. Devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live his life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master. And in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari, in any position, and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul. So you have an Estonian translation. I'll read that. Om Jnana Timurandasham Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Minidam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadam Hayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So,
Shrikam.
This is a very essential verse of the Bhagavad Gita. If one actually wants to become truly happy, then one has to reconnect with one's actual nature. You ever figured out why so many people are unhappy in the world of today? The reason that so many people are unhappy is we are not connected with our actual natures. We are presently just like a fish out of the water. If you take a fish out of the water, can he be happy? Is it possible he can be satisfied?
On see võimalik, et ta saab olla rahuldatud?
You can try to satisfy him in so many ways on the land.
Te võite teda seal maa peal igat moodi üritada rahuldada.
You can give him a nice sports car.
Te võite talle anda väga kena sportauto.
You can give him a fancy 12-string guitar.
Te võite anda talle väga uhke 12-keelelise gitarri.
You can give him a fancy mansion on the side of the hill.
Te võite anda talle väga uhke mõisa.
But no matter what facility you give that fish,
aga olenemata sellest, mille te sellele kalale annate,
he will not be happy.
Ta ei saa õnnelikuks.
Why?
Miks?
Because he's on the land.
Sellepärast, et ta on maa peal.
All you have to do to satisfy that fish,
ainuke asi, mis te saate teha, et rahuldada seda kala,
is do what?
On see, et teha mida?
Put him back into the water.
Pannele tagasi vette.
So, the spirit soul is meant to live in the water of love of God. That is his natural position. No matter how much facility you may give him here in Tartu, nice clothing,
ilusad riided,
nice family,
ilus perekond,
nice house,
ilus maja,
nice furniture,
ilus mööbel,
nice kitchen,
ilus köök,
nice cabinets,
ilusad toad,
full of all nice ingredients,
täis igasuguseid häid asju,
spices,
vürtse,
sugar,
suhkrut,
flour,
jahu,
you cannot be happy.
Ta ei saa olla õnnelik.
Because you're not in the water.
Sest ta ei ole vees.
But if you can simply be back in the water,
aga kui ta saab olla tagasi vees,
you can simply become Krishna conscious.
Siis ta saab Krishna teadusesse.
Then you will be happy.
Siis ta saab olla õnnelik.
So why are you so unhappy right now?
Ja mis sa praegu olete siis nii õnnetud?
Do you know why you're so miserable right now?
Teate, miks te olete praegu nii õnnetud?
Because you're not Krishna conscious.
Siis te ei ole Krishna teadusesse.
The reason you're unhappy now is because you're not Krishna conscious.
Põhjus, miks te praegu olete õnnetud, on see, et te ei ole Krishna teadusesse.
So all you have to do to become happy is become Krishna conscious. I've come all the way from America at a great expense.
Ma olen tulnud suurte kulutusega Amerikast.
Two airline tickets.
Kaks lennubilet.
For me and Mataji.
Mina ja Mataji.
We have come all the way here at our great expense to teach you how to be happy. That's
me oleme oma suurte kuludega tulnud siia, et õpetada teile, kuidas saada õnnelikuks.
So kindly take advantage of this knowledge.
Palun lahkelt kasutage ära seda võimalust.
Of how to actually become happy.
Et kuidas tõeliselt saada õnnelikuks.
You owe it to yourself.
What?
You owe it to yourself.
Te olete endale selle võlgu.
You owe it to your husband.
Te olete selle võlgu oma abikaasale.
You owe it to your wife.
Ja oma naisele.
You owe it to your parents.
Ja oma vanematele.
You owe it to your children.
Te olete võlgu oma lastele.
You owe it to God.
Ja olete võlgu ka Jumalale.
To become Krishna conscious.
Et jõuda Krishna teadusesse.
This is your actual duty.
See on teie tegelik kohus.
And I can guarantee you this.
Ma võin teile garanteerida seda.
If you will do your duty,
et kui te täidate oma kohust,
you will become so happy,
siis saate nii õnnelikuks,
that you will be thanking me for the rest of your life.
Et te tänate mind oma elu lõpuni.
Of how I have saved you from anxiety.
Et kuidas ma neid ärevusest pääsin.
So the question is, how does one actually now practice Krishna consciousness?
Seega küsimus seisneb selles, et kuidas siis ikkagi inimene praktiseerib.
That's the question.
See on küsimus.
How do you make that transition from being a miserable person?
Et kuidas sa teed selle ülemineku olles õnnetu inimene?
To being full of bliss.
Saada selleks, et olla täis õndsust.
How do you go from temporality, ignorance and misery?
Et kuidas sa tuled ajutisusest?
To eternity knowledge and bliss.
Teadmiste igavuse, igavikulisuse ja õndsuseni.
How do you make the transition?
Et kuidas teed ülemineku?
That is the secret that we're revealing tonight to all of you.
Et see on see saladus, mille me täna kõigile teile paljastame.
How to make that transition?
Et kuidas teha see üleminek?
This is the most important knowledge you can ever discover in this world.
See on kõige olulisem tarkus, mida te võite selles maailmas üldse leida.
This is the greatest secret.
See on kõige suurem saladus.
This is the greatest wealth.
See on kõige suurem rikkus.
This is the greatest good fortune.
See on kõige suurem õnn.
So hear very carefully and learn.
Seega kuulake väga tähelepanelikult ja õppige.
How you can revive the dormant original consciousness that's buried within your heart right now.
Et kuidas te saate taastada selle algse teadvuse, mis on praegu teie südamesse maetud.
Why do you exist?
Ja miks te eksisteerite?
Because your parents wanted to have a baby?
Kas sellepärast, et te vanemad tahtsid saada last?
No.
Ei.
Because that's only describing how the body exists.
See on ainult kirjeldus selle kohta, et kuidas keha eksisteerib.
You're actually an eternal spiritual being.
Te olete tegelikult igavene vaine olen.
Did you know that?
Kas te teasite seda?
You're not that rotting corpse.
Te ei ole see mädanev laip.
You're an eternal spiritual being.
Te olete igavene vaine olen.
Why does the spiritual being exist?
Aga miks vaine olen eksisteerib?
The Supreme Spirit, or God, is there.
Sest kõrgeim hing, ehk Jumal on seal.
And he wants to expand his own enjoyment unlimitedly.
Ta tahab suurendada oma naudingut lõputult.
Therefore, from himself, he expands so many millions and billions of spirit souls.
Seega laiendab ta endast miljonid ja miljonid vaimsed hingi.
For what purpose?
Mis eesmärgiks?
To have a loving relationship with each and every one of them. That means you also.
Tähendab seda, et omada armastuslikku suhet iga ühega nendest, see tähendab ka sinuga.
You are an eternal emanation of that supreme person.
Te olete selle kõrgem isiksuse laiendus.
He is emanating you from himself at this very minute.
Ta laiendab ennast, sind endast just sellel hetkel.
For the purpose of having a loving relationship with you, that's why you exist.
Selleks, et omada armastuslikku suhet temaga.
And you also.
Et sina samuti.
You exist because God wants to have a loving relationship with you. That's why you exist. So now do you understand why you can't be happy unless you love God? Because loving him is the whole reason you exist. If you don't love him, you're denying the very substance of your existence.
Et kui sa teda ei arma, siis sa tegelikult eitad täielikult oma eksistentsi loomust.
So therefore you must learn how to love God.
Seega te peate õppima, kuidas armastada Jumalat.
Instead of loving your sense gratification.
Selle asemel, et armastada oma meelte naudinguid.
You have to love God.
Te peate armastama Jumalat.
You see, our tendency is now we want to serve our senses.
Meie kalduvus praegu on see, et me tahame teenida oma meeli.
The eyes want to see something beautiful.
Silmad tahavad näha midagi ilusat.
The ears want to hear something beautiful.
Kõrvad tahavad kuulda midagi ilusat.
The tongue wants to taste something delicious.
Keel tahab maitsta midagi väga suurepärast.
The skin wants to feel something soft like the skin of the opposite sex.
Et nahk tahab katsuda midagi väga pehmet, nagu näiteks vastassugupoole.
This is all sense gratification.
Et see kõik on meelte nauding.
This is called sense gratification.
Seda kutsutakse meelte naudinguks.
But this doesn't really satisfy us.
Aga see tegelikult ei rahulda meid.
It only gives us a temporary sense of happiness.
See annab meil ainult ajutise õnnetunde.
Because we are not this skin.
Sest me ei ole see nahk.
Just like this chatter, I can wear it or I can take it off.
Just nagu see riie, ma võin selle selga panna või mitte.
So this body is like a chadar, that's all. It's a garment I'm wearing. I may try to satisfy this chadar by putting some ice cream in it and going like this. But can the chadar enjoy the ice cream? I can enjoy the ice cream. But the chadar cannot. So actually the only real, the body cannot actually enjoy.
Keha tegelikult ei saa nautida.
But the self within can enjoy actual happiness.
Aga see isiksus sees tegelikult saab.
By what method?
Aga läbi mis meetodi?
By a loving relationship with the Supreme Person.
Läbi armastusliku suhte kõige kõrgem Jumalaga.
Not by trying to gratify the skin.
Aga mitte naha rahuldamise.
Which is simply a covering of the self.
Mis on lihtsalt isiksuse kate.
The self can be happy by that loving relationship with God. So how do you show God that you love him? You glorify. How do I show you that I love you? You
see?
I can say, Philip is such a wonderful person. I love him so much. He's so great. So in the same way, I can glorify God, you see. And say, God is so wonderful. I want to glorify him and praise him unlimitedly because he's so wonderful. So Krishna is saying that we should praise and glorify him 24 hours a day. He's very demanding. There's no more demanding lover than Krishna. The wives feel that their husbands are very demanding. And the husbands feel that the wives are very demanding. But actually nobody is more demanding than
Krishna.
He demands all of our love 24 hours a day. With every thought,
iga mõttega,
with every word,
iga sõnaga,
and every deed.
Iga teoga.
He says, you must love me exclusively.
Ütleb, et te peate mind täielikult arvastama.
He doesn't want to share his position with anybody else.
Ta ei taha jagada oma positsiooni mitte kellegi teisega.
I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mina olen Jumala kõrgem isiksus.
One without a second.
Üks ilma mitte kellegi teiseta.
And you must fully surrender unto me.
See peab täielikult minule alistuma.
That is what Krishna is telling us.
See on see, mida Krishna meile ütleb.
So,
seega,
how do you do that?
Kuidas te teete seda?
The great spiritual masters have given us a system which Krishna has also given when he appeared as Lord Chaitanya.
Suured vaimsed õpetajad on andnud meile süsteemi, mille andis ka Krishna, kui ta ilmus Jumal Chaitanyana.
We must chant the holy names of God.
Me kordame Jumala pühasid nimesid.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We must engage ourselves in the service of the Lord.
Peame ennast rakendama Jumala teenimisse.
We can cook for the Lord.
Võime teha toitu Jumalale.
We can clean for the Lord.
Võime koristada Jumale eest.
We can make nice flower garlands for the Lord.
Võime Jumale ilusaid lillepärgi teha.
We can have wonderful classes for the Lord.
Võime Jumale heaks korraldada väga ilusaid loenguid.
We can even raise families for the Lord.
Võime isegi kasvatada perekondi Jumale.
Or we can travel and preach to spread the glories of the Lord all over the world.
Võime reisida ja jutlustada Jumala. Jumala hiilgust kõigil üle maailma.
So there's so many things we can do to glorify the Lord.
Seega on nii palju asju, mida me saame teha, ülistada Jumalat.
If you're a poet, you can write poetry for the Lord.
Kui te olete luuletes, võite kirjutada luulet Jumala
heaks. If you're a video producer, you can make nice videos for the Lord.
Kui te olete video operaator, võite väga häid videosid teha Jumala heaks.
If you know how to sew, you can make beautiful outfits for the Lord. If you like to teach, you can be a teacher for the Lord, teach classes on Krishna consciousness. If you're a businessman, you like to make money, you can make millions of dollars for the Lord. If you're a politician, you like to lead countries, then you can lead a country to Krishna consciousness. Whatever your talent or whatever your ability is, you can use that in the service of Krishna. If you're a musician, you can sing for Krishna. If you're a writer, you can write books for Krishna in this way. To become Krishna conscious is not difficult. You simply have to remember Krishna at every minute and offer everything for His pleasure. It's not difficult because Krishna says, I'm the taste of water. How many times a day do you drink water? If every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, then what happens? You immediately become Krishna conscious. So it's not difficult to become Krishna conscious. All you have to do is desire to become Krishna conscious. Then you can easily become Krishna conscious. To become Krishna conscious, we have to give up certain activities which are sinful. Just like devotees of the Lord do not eat meat. You may say, well, Krishna consciousness is very nice, but I think this is going too far. What's wrong with eating meat? It really tastes good. Makes you strong and healthy. I like my meat. So why you Hare Krishna people are saying that give up eating meat? You seem like you're crazy to me. So why do Hare Krishna people stop eating meat? The most important reason we don't eat meat is Krishna tells us that we should only eat food which has been offered to Him with love. Everything we should do should be for Krishna. So Krishna says, whatever you eat, first offer it to me. And He tells us, I don't eat meat, fish, or eggs, so don't offer me meat, fish, or eggs. You must offer foods from the fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and grains. So that's why we don't take the meat products, because they're not acceptable to the Lord.
Seega me ei tarvita lihaprodukte, sellepärast et need ei ole Jumalale vastuvõetavad.
Of course, there are many reasons why they're not acceptable to the Lord, and those can be discussed.
Ja muidugi on mitmeid põhjuseid, miks nad ei ole Jumalale vastuvõetavad, ja neid saab arutada.
The animals have consciousness, just like we do.
Ja loomadel on teadvus, just nagu meilgi.
They're not as intelligent as we are, but sometimes a human being is also mentally retarded.
Nad ei ole küll nii intelligentsed kui meie, aga mõnikord võib ka inimene olla ala arenenud.
Can we kill and eat a human being who is mentally retarded?
Kas võime tappa ja süüa inimese, kes on ala arenenud?
That would be sinful.
See oleks patune.
So in the same way, it is sinful to kill and eat an animal.
Seega samamoodi on patune tappa looma.
The animal has consciousness like we do.
Loomal on teadus just nagu meil.
He has feelings just like we do. The mother cow, she has babies, just like our mother had babies. She gives milk, just like our mother gave us milk. She feels attachment for her little calf, just like our mother felt attachment for us when we were little babies.
Lehm tunneb kiindumust oma vasika vastu, just nagu meie ema tundis, kui meie olime väikesed.
So how can we hurt our dear mother, the cow?
Kuidas võime siis oma kallist ema lehma?
We don't, when we can live very healthy by taking fruits, vegetables, dairy products and grains.
Kui me võime elada väga tervislikult, süües juurvilju, puuvilju, piimaprodukte ja teravilju.
We can be more healthy.
Me võime olla palju rohkem tervemad.
All the protein required is available in a vegetarian diet. We don't need meat to have be strong and healthy.
Me ei ole vaja liha selleks, et olla tugevad ja terved. Kõik proteiin on taimses toides olemas.
Even the children, they do not require, even in a northern climate, the children can get all the protein they need from a vegetarian diet, Krishna Prasadam.
Isegi põhjamaises kliimas võivad lapsed saada kõik proteiini, mis seal vaja läheb, Krishna Prasadamist.
So we should follow a diet which is pleasing to the Lord.
Seega peame järgima sellist dieeti, mis on meelepärane.
In this way we can develop our love for him.
Läbi selle me saame arendada oma armastust tema vastu.
In this way we can realize what is the goal of the human form of life.
Ja läbi selle me saame õppida mõisma seda, mis on inimelu eesmärk.
If we eat in such a way which is against the laws of God,
kui me sööme niimoodi, mis on Jumala seaduste vastu,
we can never be happy.
Siis me ei saa mitte kunagi õnnelikuks.
We will always feel unhappy in our heart.
Me tunneme alati oma südames.
Because deep down inside our heart we will know I'm doing something wrong. So instead of having a dirty feeling in our heart, it's better we have a clean feeling in our heart. By following a vegetarian diet and offering all of our food first to the Lord before eating.
Ja pakkudes enne sööma hakkamist kõik oma toidu Jumalale.
There are many vegetarian products that you can utilize which are very high in protein.
Seal on olemas väga mitmeid taimetoidu produkte, mida te saate kasutada, mis sisaldab väga palju proteiini.
From milk you can make a type of homemade cheese called paneer.
Et piimas võite teha kodutehtud juustu, mille nimeks on paneer.
Which is very rich in protein.
Milles on väga palju proteiini.
And you can even make it into a patty and fry it like a hamburger. So you can, you know, if your kids like hamburgers, you can give them curd hamburgers, paneer hamburger. That way everybody can be happy. You can also scramble it like scrambled eggs. Put some turmeric in it. So in this way you can enjoy your favorite egg dishes and meat dishes by making them out of milk. Milk cheese called paneer. In this way the whole family will be happy. And nobody will have to get bad karma because of eating the animal's flesh. If we eat the flesh of animals in this lifetime,
kui me sööme selles elus, loomade liha,
then we have to become animals in our next lifetime so that our flesh can be eaten.
Seetõttu me peame oma järgmise elus samuti võtma loomakeha, et meie liha sööme.
This is called the law of karma.
See nimetatakse karma seaduseks.
If you go to the McDonald's hamburger stand,
et kui te lähete McDonald's ja hamburgeri sööma,
and you purchase a hamburger,
ja seal ostate hamburgeri,
you are paying someone to kill the cow in the slaughterhouse.
Te maksate tegelikult kellegile, et ta tapaks lehma tapama.
This means in your next lifetime, you must become a cow and you must go to the slaughterhouse and be murdered.
See tähendab seda, et oma järgmise elus peate teie olema lehme, minema tapama ja saate olema tapetud.
So it's better to think twice before you eat meat.
Seega mõelge kaks korda järel enne kui sööte liha.
And before you feed it to your children.
Ja enne kui toidate oma lapsi sellega.
Because you will be obliged to become a cow and go to the slaughterhouse for being killed.
Sest see läbi te võite saate lehmaks ja surete samuti tapamajas.
And your children also will have to go to the slaughterhouse to be killed in their next lifetime.
Ja oma järgmise elus lähevad ka teie lapsed tapamajja ja saavad tapetud.
But even if you have made this mistake in the past,
aga isegi, kui te tegite sellise vale otsuse minevikus,
if you can take up Krishna consciousness now,
kui te hakkate nüüd praktiseerima kisnateadust,
then all these sins will be forgiven and there will be no reactions.
Siis kõik need patud antakse andeks ja ei ole mitte mingisugust tagajärge.
So we encourage all meat eaters
seega me juhtustame kõiki lihasööjaid
to take up a Krishna conscious diet.
Võtma üle Krishna teaduse dieeti.
To save themselves from having to go to the slaughterhouse in the next birth.
Selle eesmärgil, et nad päästaks ennast tapamaja minekust järgmises elus.
So we can ask now if there's any questions.
Seega me võime praegu küsida, kas on mõndasid küsimusi.
Yes.
Kui palju on taime toitlaseid maailmas?
How many vegetarians there are in the world?
I don't know.
Ma ei tea.
In the animal kingdom there's millions of millions and billions of them.
Aga loomariigis on neid küll miljoneid ja miljardeid.
And the human beings there's a growing actually a growing number of vegetarians.
Aga inimeste seas on tegelikult väga kasvav protsent taimetoitlasi.
There's many many reasons that people are becoming vegetarian. It's becoming very popular. When I was a boy growing up.
Et tegelikult praegu on saamas väga populaarseks olla vegetaarlane, et taimetoitlane.
When you flew on an airplane there was only one there was no choice of the meal.
Aga kui mina olin poiss ja siis lennukis oli ainult üks toide valik.
You got meat and that was it.
See oli liha ja ei olnud teist võimalust.
But now on the airplane there's a choice. Do you want vegetarian or do you want meat?
Aga nüüd on lennukis võimalik valida, et kas sa tahad liha või sa tahad taimetoitu.
So vegetarian is becoming very popular.
See taimetoitus on saanud väga populaarseks.
In India they don't say you're vegetarian.
Indias nad ei ütle, et sa oled taimetoitlane.
They say are you a non-vegetarian?
Nad küsivad, et kas sa oled mitte taimetoitlane.
In other words, in India being a vegetarian is the normal thing.
Seega Indias on olla taimetoitlane just normaalne seisund.
And if you're not a vegetarian, they call you a non-veg.
Ja kui te ei ole vegetaarlane, siis nad kutsuvad teid mitte vegetaarlaseks.
So in India the normal thing is the traditional Indian diet is a vegetarian diet.
Seega traditsioonli India dieet on taimetoidu dieet.
Even in northern India where it's cold.
Isegi Põhja-Indias, kus on külm.
For thousands of years, the traditional diet, people have been healthy and happy, living long lives on a vegetarian diet.
On inimesed tuhanded aastad elanud selles kliimas õnneliku, tervisliku elu, järgis taimetoidu dieeti.
Any other questions?
Mõningad teisi küsimusi? Igor.
Mul on nagu arusaamine tekis, et kui mina nagu ei ole nautja, ma räägin endast. Aga kui ma tegelen neid asju, tegelikult ma nagu naudin.
Aga
neid
on tegevusi.
Jaa, ma ju tunnen, et ma naudin. Sellepärast ma mind perioodiliselt ma nagu tegelengi mõne asjaga. Mm-hmm. Et kes see siis naudja on? No näiteks seks ja näiteks no, mingi muu asju. Et kui mina ei ole naudja, kui ing on naudja, miks ma siis nii kõvasti teen? No näiteks mina, ma ju tean täpselt, et ma 13 aastat õpin selle ja ma ei saa nagu võita, mul on ma olen nii kiindunud siis, et tegelikult ma ju naudin, ma ju tegelen selleks nautida seda.
Et sa tegelikult selle praktika või selleks nautida?
Ma tegelen Krishna teadusega vastupidi, et nautida, aga
miks?
Aga ma kogu aeg laskun jälle mingi hetkel selle tegevusele, mis on nelja printsiibiga seotud, et ma naudin ju. Aga Maharaj ütles, et tegelikult kui me teeme, siis me ei ole naudja. No, mis siit küsimusest?
Ei.
Maharaj loengus alguses rääkis, et me ei ole naudja. Aga kui mina tegelen seksiga, kui mina ei ole naudja, siis milleks ma teen seda? No. Kui sa annad mulle solki, ma ei naudi seda, ma ütlen indi ju ise. No, küsimus.
Okay, Igor is saying that you said in the lecture that we are not the enjoyers. But Igor is asking that if he does something and enjoys, then I mean, how it is possible? Who actually does enjoy?
You think you're the enjoyer.
Et sa mõtled, et sa oled nautija.
That's an illusion.
Aga see on illusioon.
It's called Maya Sukaya.
See nimetatakse Maya Sukayaks.
Illusory happiness.
Illusoorseks õnnetundeks.
You cannot enjoy, that is not your nature.
Sa tegelikult ei saagi nautida, see ei ole sinu loomus.
You're trying to enjoy is artificial.
Sinu naudingu püüded on kunstlikud.
You are meant by constitution to give pleasure to the supreme enjoyer, Krishna or God.
Algolemuslikult on siin loodud selleks, et anda naudingud kõige kõrgemale Jumalale, Krishnale.
When you do that, then you can actually enjoy through him.
But kui sa tegelikult sedasi talitad, siis läbi tema saad sa nautida.
It's not possible for you to enjoy independently.
Ei ole võimalik, et sa saaksid nautida iseseisvalt.
All of your so-called enjoyment independently of giving pleasure to the Lord is simply a dream state only. It's not real.
Et kõik see, et sa iseseisvalt nautida püüad või naudid, see on lihtsalt illusioon.
You're dreaming that you're happy in this material world.
Sa lihtsalt näed und, et sa oled õnnelik selles materiaalses maailmas.
But you're deluding yourself.
Tegelikult sa lihtsalt petad ennast.
Actually, you're completely miserable here.
Tegelikult sa oled täiesti õnnetu.
Let's face the reality.
Lihtsalt tunnistame reaalsust.
The only way you can be satisfied is to give pleasure to the supreme enjoyer. When you do that, then you will enjoy through him unlimited happiness. So if you want to enjoy, you must please Krishna, that's all. And then you enjoy unlimited happiness. But if you don't please Krishna, then there is no way you can be happy, no matter what you may do in this world.
Aga kui sa ei rahulda Krishnat, siis sa ükskõik, mida sa käid teeksid maailmas, sa ei saa õnnelikuks.
I don't care if you have unlimited power, unlimited money, unlimited fame. You cannot be happy in this material world.
Olimata sellest, kas sul on piiramatus koguses rikkust või vara või mis iganes, sa ei saa olla õnnelik.
The only way for you to be happy is to give pleasure to God, Krishna.
Ja ainuke võimalus saada õnnelikuks on see, et rahuldada Krishnat.
Next question.
Järgmine küsimus.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking when we talk about enjoying, and whether who is enjoying, or I am enjoying, or someone else is enjoying, but what is the real enjoyment?
Yeah, that's right. Real enjoyment means to give pleasure to Krishna, that's all.
Ja Mata si küsis, et mis on tegelik nauding, ja kuru ütles, et tegelik nauding on see, kui me rahuldame Krishnat.
Yeah, pleasure to Krishna.
Krishna nauding.
But then someone will say, how do I know that Krishna is enjoying?
Mõni võib küsida, et kuidas ma tean, kas Krishna naudib.
You have to approach the spiritual master, he knows.
Te peate pöörduma vaimse õpetaja poole, tema teab.
That's why guru is required. Otherwise, how do you know?
Sellepärast ongi gurut vaja, sest muidu kuidas sa teaks.
When the guru is pleased, then Krishna is pleased.
Kui guru on rahul, siis on Krishna rahul.
Simple formula.
Väga lihtne valem.
That's why we always try to please the spiritual master. Because if he is pleased, then we know that Krishna is pleased.
Ja kui tema on rahul, siis me teame, et Krishna on rahul.
The spiritual master is not pleased, then we are in lost in the vast wilderness of material existence.
Kui me õpetaja ei ole rahuldatud, siis me oleme täiesti eksinud.
We must always please the spiritual master.
Me peame alati rahuldama vaimset õpetajat.
With our every thought,
oma iga mõttega,
our every word,
iga sõnaga,
and our every deed,
oma iga teoga,
in all times, places, and circumstances.
Igas kohas, igas olukorras, igas tingimuses.
Spiritual master is not difficult to please.
Tegelikult vaimset õpetajat ei ole raske rahuldada.
You simply have to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then he is pleased.
Te peate lihtsalt kordama Hare Krishna, siis ta ongi rahul.
What is the difficulty?
Mis nüüd raskelt on?
There is no difficulty.
See on mingit raskelt.
Next question.
Yes, yeah. I have a question. Can you please explain to us the importance of chanting Hare Krishna?
Yes.
Krishna
has ordered, we read, that's tonight's verse, Satatam Kirtayantam Mam, Krishna says, you must always chant my name.
Krishna ütleb, et te peate alati kordama minu nime.
So by chanting the name, Hare Krishna mantra,
korrates Hare Krishna mantra,
then Krishna is pleased.
On Krishna nõul.
And our life is successful.
Ja meil on täiuslik.
Very simple.
Väga lihtne.
Krishna says, chant Hare Krishna, so we chant.
Krishna ütleb, korrake Hare Krishna ja me kordame.
Questions more?
Meil küsimusi.
Yeah.
Karuna Sindhu is saying that once in the temple room he was singing Hare Krishna, and his Guru Maharaj was also there, and his Guru Maharaj didn't like it. He became disturbed by Karuna singing, and Karuna asks what should be his attitude, you know, what to do in that situation.
So what did the spiritual master say when you asked him what your attitude should be?
Aga mis vaimne õpetaja vastas, kui sa küsisid tema käest, mis muud sa peaksid suhtuma?
Did you ask the spiritual master? You had the chance right then, and you're asking me now, why did you ask him then?
He was frightened.
Don't be frightened. You must inquire from Guru, that's your duty as a disciple.
Sa pead küsima Guru käest, see on sinu kohus õpilasena.
You have to find out from your Guru Maharaj why he was displeased, and then correct yourself.
Sa pead küsima oma Guru Maharaji käest ja küsima, miks ta ei olnud rahul sellega ja ennast parandama.
Next question.
Järgmine küsimus.
Enda kohta jälle. Et miks siis ma nagu armastan Krishna? Käin siin, püüan kummarda, miks ma siis perioodiliselt langen? Mm-hmm. Ma ei suuda, mul on juba tunne, et ma mitte kunagi ei saa neid neljad printsiipi järgida. Okay, miks pärast? Ma nagu 100% olen kõige nõus. Miks siis mina... Just mina, kas ma olen nii langenud, kas minu karma on nii halb. Minu, keda ma olen sinna siias toonud, kõik need järgivad inimesed, aga mina, mina just ei järgi. Miks? Mm-hmm. Ma nagu tahan, aga ma ei tea, kas see keskkond või ma olen nii halb. Okay. Aga ma tunnistan kõiki, kaua see kestab.
Okay, Igor is asking that he's coming here, he's bowing down before the deities, he accepts everything that's in the Bhagavad Gita, he agrees with everything, he's practicing everything, but at the same time he's not able to follow the four regulated principles. He's like, you know, going up, going down, going up, and he feels that it's impossible for him to actually become 100% purely following those principles. And he says that all those people that he has directed, you know, here, brought here, all of those people are following the principles, but he is not. Why is that? I mean, is the reason his karma or what is he so fallen? Why can't he follow the principles?
Because your determination is not strong enough.
Sellepärast, et sinu sihikindlus. Sellepärast, et sinu sihikindlus ei ole piisavalt tugev.
You have to increase your determination.
Sa pead suurendama oma sihikindlust.
Do you know the story of the little sparrow?
Kas sa tead lugu väiksest varblasest?
Yeah. There was a little sparrow.
Oli väga väike varblane.
sparrow bird, the ocean took her eggs.
Ja ookean võitis ära tema munad.
Stole the eggs.
Ja varastas munad.
You know how much a mother is attached to her children, so you can imagine how much the sparrow was disturbed when the ocean stole her eggs away.
Kujuta ette, kui kiindunud on ema oma poegadesse, siis sa võid saada ette kujuta sellest, et kui häiritud oli varblen sellest, et ookean varastas ära tema munad.
She asked the ocean to return the eggs.
Ja küsis ookeanilt need mune tagasi.
The ocean refused to do that.
Aga ookean keeldus seda tegemast.
So what the sparrow is to do now?
Aga mida nad peaks varvel nüüd tegema?
She's not able to get her eggs back.
Ta ei saa tagasi oma mune.
So she became very determined.
Seega ta muutus väga sihikindlaks.
That I will dry up that ocean and get my eggs back.
Ja mõtles, et ma lihtsalt kuivatan selle ookeani ära, saan oma munad tagasi.
So she would run down to that ocean with her little legs.
Seega ta lihtsalt jooksis oma väikesti jalgadega selle ookeani juurde.
She would take some drops of ocean water in her little beak.
Võttis oma väikse nokaga väikse pilga ookeani vett.
She would turn around and she would run back to the land.
Ja pöördus tagasi, jooksis tagasi maa peale.
And she would drop that ocean water on the dry land.
Ja pillas selle ookeani vee maha kuiva maa peale.
And then she would run back down to the water.
Ja seega jooksis tagasi vee juurde.
Take some more drops and run back to the land and drop it on the land.
Ja võttis veel mõned pildad ja jooksis tagasi ja pani maha.
In this way she was determined that I will dry up the ocean.
Ja seega ta oli väga sihikinde selles, et ma lihtsalt kuivatan ära selle
ookeani. Do you think it's possible that she could dry up the ocean in that way?
Aga mis sa arvad, kas see on üldse võimalik, et ta kuivatab ookeani ära seda viisi tehes?
What is your opinion, Igor? Do you think a little bird could dry up the ocean like that?
Without... Siin arvamus, Igor, et kas väike linn võib üldse ookeani niimoodi tühjaks teha?
Could that bird live long enough to dry up the entire ocean?
Kas see linn elab nii kaua, et kogu seda ookeani lihtsalt ära kuivatada? Või
what is your opinion?
Mis on sinu arvamus?
Is it possible or impossible for such a bird to dry up the ocean?
Kas on võimalik või võimatu, et siuke linn suudaks seda teha?
Ei ole, see on nagu, ma saan aru, see on nagu tohutu suur kiindumus ja seda võiks nimetada hullumeelseks.
Igor is saying that it's impossible.
You're right, it is impossible.
Igor ütleb, et jah, see on võimatu.
That's right, it's impossible, that's right.
See on tõsi, see on võimatu.
It's not possible for the bird would drop dead before she even got, you know, 1% of the ocean dried up. She wouldn't live long enough to dry up the ocean. And besides that, if you put the water just on the shore, it's all going to go back into the ocean anyway. You have to put it many miles inland. You have to put it on it, really to be successful, she'd have to put it on a different planet.
Tegelikult olla täiesti edukas, ta peaks selle vee viima teisele planeedile.
Because all that water would be flowing back to the ocean.
And it, you know,
by the influence of gravity.
Gravitatsiooni jõul.
So you're right, it is impossible for her to dry up the ocean.
Seega jah, seda ookeani tühjaks teha on võimatu, sul on õigus.
But she was determined to do it. That's all in her brain, that's all she could think. The only chance she had was to try to drive the ocean one drop at a time. So she continued on with her foolish determination. Do you know who her big brother is? Who is the king of the birds? Do you know? Garuda, that's right. Garuda is the carrier of Lord Vishnu.
Garuda on Jumal Vishnu kandja.
That means he has all mystic powers.
Tähendab, et tal on kõik müstilised võimed.
So, Garuda heard that his little sister is trying to dry up the ocean.
Seega Garuda kuulis, et tema väike õde üritab ookeani tühjaks teha.
And he heard that everybody was laughing at her.
Kuulis, et kõik naeravad tema üle.
That foolish little bird, she'll not dry up the ocean.
Et see rumal lind, tema küll ei suuda seda ookeani tühjaks teha.
When he heard what was going on,
kuulis, mis toimub,
he became very angry.
Siis sai Garuda väga vihaseks.
They are insulting my sister.
Nad solvavad minu õde.
They have stolen her eggs and now they are insulting her.
Nad on varastanud minu õe munad ja nüüd solvavad teda.
In great anger he came flying to that scene.
Et suure vihaga lendas ta kohale.
And he told the ocean,
ütles ookeanile,
you better give those eggs back right now or I'm going to destroy you.
Sa parem anna need munad tagasi või ma hävitan su.
The ocean said, yes, yes, here's the eggs, I'm sorry. Here's the eggs back.
Ookean ütles, et jah, siin on munad, võtta.
So, Igor.
Seega Igor.
You have to be so determined like that little sparrow.
Sa pead olema nii sihikindel kui see väike varblane.
Even though it's impossible for you to control those rascal senses of yours.
Isegi kuna sul on võimatu kontrollida neid jubedaid meeli.
You have to be willing to dedicate your entire life to conquering them.
Sa pead tegelikult pühendama kogu oma elu, et neid kontrollida saada.
And if you do so,
ja kui sa niimoodi teed,
Krishna will personally come and help you to do it.
Siis Krishna isiklikult tuleb ja aitab sind.
Just like Garuda came for that little sparrow.
Just nagu Garuda tuli selle väikse varblase jaoks.
You simply have to have the determination of a little sparrow.
So olema lihtsalt selle väikse varblase sihikindlus.
I guarantee you, you will become empowered to conquer your senses.
Ja ma garanteerin sind, et sul antaks nii palju jõudu, et sa suudad oma meeli kontrollida.
You simply have to be determined like that little sparrow. That's all you have to do. And everything else will follow automatically.
Ainuke asi, mis sa pead tegema, sa pead olema nii sihikindel kui see väike varblane. Kõik tuleb ise enesest.
Prabhupada gave an example of determination within this material world.
Prabhupada andis näite sihikindluse kohta selles materiaalses maailmas.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi.
He was one skinny little Indian man.
Ta oli üks väike kõhna India mees.
He didn't have, he didn't know how to fight.
Ta ei olnud, kuidas võidelda.
He didn't have a gun.
Ta ei olnud relva.
He organized on the basis of non-violent.
Aga ta organiseeris vägivallatuse põhimõtte all.
A movement to defeat the powerful military force, the British Empire.
Ta organiseeris vägivallatuse põhimõtte all suure organisatsiooni selleks, et kukutada suurt Briti valitsust.
Simply by his power determination that I will drive the British out of India.
Aga ainult selle sihikindlusega, et ma ajan inglased Indiast välja.
He was successful.
Oli ta edukas.
You know the secret of how I became so determined?
Kas sa tead seda saladust läbi, mille ta sain sihikindlaks?
Celibacy.
Sölibaat.
He stopped passing semen.
Ta lõpetas seemne väljutamise.
Even though he was a married man, he could have had sex with his wife, you see.
Kuigi ta oli abielu mees, aga ta lõpetas oma naisega seksimise.
He gave up sex life.
Ja ta loobus seksuaalelust.
And because of giving up sex life, he became very powerful in his determination.
Ja loobudes seksuaalelust, ta sai väga, väga sihikindlaks.
So you must not indulge in illicit sex.
Ja sa ei tohi ebaseadusliku seksuaaleluga tegeleda.
To do so means that you are cutting your lifespan short.
Seda tehes tähendab seda, et sa lühendad oma elupäevi.
You are making yourself susceptible to all kinds of horrible diseases.
Sa teed ennast vastuvõtlikuks väga paljudele jubedatele haigustele.
And you are destroying your ability to maintain your good intelligence in your old age.
Ja sa kaotad võime oma vanemas eas säilitada arukust.
So unless you want to make your wife pregnant, you must practice celibacy.
What?
Unless you want to impregnate your wife,
kui sa just ei taha oma naist rasedaks teha, siis sa pead praktiseerima tsölibaati.
You must strictly practice celibacy.
Sa pead väga rangelt järgima tsölibaati.
And that will give you a power of determination.
Ja see annab sulle sihikindluse.
To conquer over your other senses.
Ja annab sulle jõudu, et kontrollida oma kõiki teisi meeli.
And to become fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Ja selleks, et saada väga...
Krishna will empower you to become a Goswami.
Excuse me.
Krishna will empower you to become a master of your senses.
Ja Krishna annab sulle jõudu, et saada oma meelte kontrolliks Goswamiks.
But you have to want that more than anything else.
Aga sa pead seda saama, kui... Sa pead seda tahtma, kui... rohkem kui mitte midagi muud.
Do you want to be the pure devotee of Krishna?
Kas sa tahad olla Krishna puhas pühendunu?
Or not?
Või mitte?
Yeah.
Yes.
You want it more than anything else?
Sa tahad seda kui mitte midagi. Tahad seda rohkemat kui... Sorry.
Tahad rohkem kui midagi muud.
Kas sa tahad seda rohkem kui midagi muud?
Do you want pure bhakti and only pure bhakti?
Kas sa tahad puhast pühendunud teenimist ja ainult puhast pühendunud teenimist?
Nii palju kui lugedes pühakirjaid ja kuulates gurusi, ma sain aru, et see on kõige kallim, aga ma ei teadustanud seda nagu ma nõus ja tahan, aga ma ei ole nagu
I'm not getting a straight answer. I said, do you want bhakti and only pure bhakti?
Kuru küsib, et ma tahan
Yes or no?
Otses vastust, jah, kõige, yeah. sa tahad bhakti või mitte?
Tahan.
Yeah. All right, then you simply follow my instructions.
Siis lihtsalt järgi minu juhendus või?
Kas ma sain aru, siis kõikide hädade kurjuse juur on seks? Kõikide hädade juur on kurjuse juur on seks?
Igor is saying, did I got it right that all the root of evil is sex?
The what?
Igor is asking that is the root of evil sex life? The root of evil?
No.
Ei.
Illicit sex.
Ebaseaduslik sex.
Sex can be used for producing Krishna conscious children. There is no harm. But sex life for sense gratification is the root of all evil.
You
must stop illicit sex. Any other questions?
Okay,
yes.
How to remain enthusiastic all the time?
Me?
How
or anyone?
And how do you?
She said, how do you?
No, how to remain.
How do we?
How to remain.
Oh, okay.
Karolin küsis, et kuidas kogu aeg olla enthusiastic?
The easy way to remain always enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness is to understand there's nothing else that's actually enjoyable except Krishna consciousness.
Selleks, et ole kogu aeg entusiastlik Krishna teaduses, peab mõtlema selle peale, et tegelikult peale Krishna teaduse ei ole mitte midagi muud nauditavat.
Any other enthusiasm for anything else is simply a suicidal path.
Et entusiasm millegi muu suhtes on lihtsalt enestap.
Any enthusiasm you may have for something else will simply lead you nowhere.
Et entusiasm millegi muu suhtes ei viisin tegelikult mitte kuhugi.
But this enthusiasm will take you to unlimited Brahma Saukyam to Anantam, spiritual happiness that grows on increasing unlimitedly forever.
Aga see entusiasm viib sind täieliku vaimse õnneni, see mis igavesti suureneb.
Everybody has enthusiasm.
Iga kõigil meil on entusiasmi.
Some people are enthusiastic in the mode of ignorance.
Mõned on entusiastlikud teadmatuse energia mõjul.
They simply think, wine, when can I get a bottle of wine?
Lihtsalt mõtlevad, et vein, kunas ma saan pudeli veini.
Some people are enthusiastic in the mode of passion.
Aga mõned on kire energia mõjul.
Money, sweeter than honey.
Raha, magusam kui mesi.
Some people are enthusiastic in the mode of goodness.
Ja mõned on entusiastlikud voorus energia mõjul.
I will merge with Brahman and become God.
Ma ühinen Brahmaaga ja saan jumalaks.
Some people are enthusiastic in the mode of pure goodness.
Aga mõned on entusiastlikud puhtas vooruses.
I will become the pure devotee of Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead.
Ma saan puhtaks pühendunuks ja lähen tagasi koju.
So you have to see which sort of enthusiasm will pay off with the best result.
Seega sa pead mõtlema, et milline entusiasm annab seda kõige parema tulemuse.
Enthusiasm you will have.
Entusiasmi sul on.
You cannot avoid enthusiasm.
Sa ei saa vältida entusiasmi.
You simply have to choose what sort of enthusiasm would you prefer.
Sa pead valima, et millist entusiasmi sa eelistaks.
You want to be enthusiastic about sleeping?
Sa oled entusiastlik magamise suhtes.
About making money?
Või raha tegemise suhtes.
About becoming a so-called learned person?
Või saades niinimetatud haritud inimeseks.
Or do you want to become enthusiastic about going back to home, back to Godhead?
Või oled entusiastlik selles suhtes, et minna tagasi koju, Jumala juurde?
Enthusiasm you will have, you cannot avoid.
Entusiasmi sul on, sa ei saa seda vältida.
So now you choose which sort of enthusiasm you would prefer.
Aga sa pead valima, et millist entusiasmi sa eelistad.
Based on the results of each different type of enthusiasm.
Sõltudes end erinevate entusiasmi tüüpide tulemusest.
Questions more?
Kuidas ma saaksin ennast kaitsta näiteks töö juures, kui mul on 8 tundi joovad alkoholi, suitsetavad, ropendavad, söövad liha, et ma olen nende sees, kas ma pean ära jooksma sealt ja jääma töötuks?
Kuidas sa olen kaitsta ära?
Ja mul on, ma nagu läbi põimitud olen sellega.
Okay. Igor is asking that how can he protect himself when he's working 8 hours a day from the bad association that he has at the work site?
Very simple. You chant 16 rounds in the morning before you go to work.
Väga lihtne, sa korda 16 ringi iga hommiku enne kui sa lähed tööle.
16 good quality rounds, attentive rounds every day before sunrise.
Väga hoolikad tähelepaneliku kvaliteetsed ringi iga päev hommikul enne kui lähed tööle.
That will keep your spiritual battery charged the whole day.
See hoiab sinu vaimse patarei laetud terve päeva.
If you try chanting a few rounds here, a few rounds there, you're going to have difficulty.
Et kui sa üritad nii, et siin kordad mõne ringi siin, mõne ringi seal, siis sul on raskused.
If you get up in the morning and chant all your rounds before sunrise, you'll be empowered.
Aga kui sa tõused üles ja kordad ära kõik oma ringid enne päikese tõusu, siis sul on jõudu.
The material nature will try to pull you off the track and you'll just be thrown off by your spiritual consciousness.
Et materiaalne energia võib sind küll rööpast välja üritada tõmmata, aga sul ei lähe see korda.
Maya will get tired of trying to make you fall down.
Et Maya lihtsalt väsib ära üritades sind uuesti langema panna.
She'll go next door where she can find more suitable victim.
Ta läheb lihtsalt järgmise ukse taha, et otsida paremat ohvrit.
For her charms.
Oma võlude jaoks.
Questions, Mark?
Veel küsimusi.
What to do if there is no chance to charge the batteries in the morning?
No chance to?
To charge the batteries in the morning.
Yes. Try going to bed earlier and getting up earlier. That's one thing.
Ja Karolin küsis seda, et mis siis, kui ei ole võimalik hommikul akkusid laadida?
If you absolutely cannot do it, then just do the best you can and Krishna will cover for you.
Ja Guru vastas seda, et mine magama võimalikult vara ja tõuse võimalikult vara saaks seda teha. Ja kui sa tõesti ole võimalik, the second sentence again, please. The second sentence.
Second sentence?
Yes,
if it's absolutely impossible, then just do your level best and Krishna will cover for you.
Ja kui sa tõest on sinu jaoks võimatu seda teha, siis anna oma parim ja Krishna aitab sind.
But the best thing is to really, I know somebody told me, he said, well, I really can't chant, you don't have time. So I said, okay, send me your schedule.
Ja ma tean, üks inimene ütles mulle, et ma ei saa korrata, mul ei ole aega. Ja siis ma ütlesin talle, saada mulle oma päevagraafik.
Turn out they were watching television 2 or 3 hours every evening with their family members. They said their schedule was too busy to chant. They had plenty of time to sit around and watch television. So it's a matter of what your priorities are. Of course, I understand you're going to school and you have to make good grades. So we can always you can always talk with me privately and give me your schedule and I'll see if there's anything that can be done.
Ja sa võid alati rääkida minu isiklikult ja anda mulle oma graafiku, me võime rääkida. Ma vaatan äkki, mis on midagi teha.
Questions more?
Veel küsimusi.
Ma küsin selle vastu Shastra kohta, et ma rääkisin sulle räägi, et vastu Shastra räägib need energiat.
Okay.
Yes. Krishna räägib, et ma olen pühendunud, aga ma ei ole pühendunud. Okay. Et kas tasub siis neid igasugused jantrasi panna ja siis see üks rangadeevi pakkus niisugune asi, mis
nii, ma tean. Okay. Igor is asking that about vastu Shastra, yes? About Vasu Shastra, that all those, you know, energies that, you know, there are in the world, you know, how to say, Yes, basically Igor is saying that there are energies that affect an individual, right?
Yeah.
And according to Vastu Shastra, there should be exact places for bed, you know, for workplace,
yes,
whatever toilet or things.
Yes,
and Igor is asking that in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, you know, if one is a devotee, one is not affected by, you know, such as material things.
Yes.
But Igor says that he's not a devotee, so he's affected, and should he, you know, make the best? Should he organize his home?
The first thing is organize your schedule to send 16 rounds regularly. That's the first thing. That's more important than where your toilet is.
It's an olulisem asi kui see, kus sinu WC on.
Maybe you have to have your toilet facing east. I don't know, but you know.
Võib-olla peaks sinu WC olema suunaga itta, ma ei tea.
The most important thing is you chant 16 rounds regularly. You do that, Krishna will cover whatever else you lack. If your bed is one degree off, you know, it's not purely east, it's like 179 degrees instead of
180
degrees. Even if your bed is properly situated at night, you may roll on your side and be off of the, you'd be out of alignment anyway. So it's better to chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds and fully surrender to Guru Maharaj. That will make your life perfect. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ananyaschintayantamam yejana paryapasate tesham nichabhiyuktanam yogachemam vaham yaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have, and I carry what they lack. So if your house is not properly aligned, but you have totally, fully surrendered to Krishna, he will cover for whatever energy deviations there may be in the alignment of your house. The point is, align your heart.
Kõige olulisem on see, et sea korda oma süda.
That's more important than aligning your house.
See on olulisem kui seada korda oma maja.
If your heart is aligned, it doesn't matter how your house is aligned.
Kui sinu süda on õigesti paigutatud, siis ei ole oluline, mis moodi on sinu maja paigutatud.
And even if you perfectly align your house, if your heart is not aligned,
ja isegi kui sa täiuslikult paned paika oma maja ja kui sinu süda ei ole paigas,
you will still take birth again in this material world. So don't worry so much about aligning your house. You simply must align your heart by complete surrender to Guru and Krishna. That and only that will solve all of your problems. Otherwise, you're simply wasting your time trying to avoid surrender to Krishna in the name of Vasu Shastra. It's Maya's trick to divert your mind away from surrender to Krishna. You have to remember that Vyasadeva, after compiling all the Vedic wisdom, was depressed because he has failed to exclusively glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, giving so many different formulas for gradual elevation of consciousness. So don't run after all these different Vedic texts that made Vyasadeva depressed. Simply run after Srimad Bhagavatam.
lihtsalt jooksu Srimad Bhagavatam järele.
And Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Ja Srimad Bhagavad Gita järele.
And your life will be successful.
Ja sinu elu saab olema täiuslik.
I guarantee it.
Ma garanteerin seda sulle.
Absolutely guarantee it.
Täielikult garanteerin.
But whether you're willing to follow, that's the question.
Aga sa oled valmis järgima, selles on küsimus.
This I want to see from you.
Seda ma tahan sinult näha.
That you become completely surrendered now.
Et sa nüüd saaksid olema täielikult alistunud.
And give up your wandering around this material cycle of birth and death.
Ja lõpetada oma selle ekslemises sünnisurma ahelas.
You've been wandering for far too many lifetimes.
Sa oled ekselnud juba liiga palju elusid.
Now it's time for you to get very, very serious and become a pure devotee.
Nüüd sa pead saama väga tõsiseks ja saama puhtaks pühendada.
No more messing around with the material nature for you.
Aita materiaalse loodusega jamamast.
You must fully surrender to Krishna right now.
Sa pead just nüüd ja praegu alistuma Krishnale täielikult.
Next question.
Järgmine küsimus.
Kas teil lapsi on?
Do you have any children?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have 30.
How much?
30.
30.
They're my initiated disciples. This is my daughter here, the Haitaki Bhakti. She's my spiritual daughter.
Et need on minu initsieeritud õpilased, minu 30 last.
Not by sex life.
Aga mitte läbi seksuaalelu.
But by preaching.
Aga läbi jutustamise.
I have 30 initiated disciples.
Mul on 30 initsieeritud õpilast.
And the number, actually I have many more, but you know, they haven't all been initiated yet. Some are still in the room waiting to be born. Right now I have 30 children. Initiated disciples all around the world. So you should also become an initiated disciple of one of the gurus of our movement.
Samuti peaksid ka sina saama initsieeritud õpilaseks ühe meie iskoni guru poolt.
Maharaji and I never had any children, but the old-fashioned way.
Et vanal moel ei olnud meil Maharajiga lapsi kunagi.
We are simply dedicated for preaching. We had no separate family life.
Me ei olnud eraldi perekonna elu, me täielikult pühendusime jutlustamisele.
But we encourage those who want to have family life, that's very nice.
Aga need, kes tahavad saada perekonda, võivad seda teha.
Our choice was to go completely 100% into preaching.
Aga meie valik oli täielikult süvendada 100% jutlustamisse.
That way you can have the children.
Selleb võite te saada lapsi.
But you don't have to change any dirty diapers.
Aga te ei pea vahetama repast mähmi.
You get him past the diaper stage.
Niimoodi te ületate selle mähkme faasi.
Next question.
Järgmine küsimus.
Et väga lühidalt, et mis saab nende inimestes, kes käivad kirikutes, nad väga siirad näogude järgi näha, laulavad, palvetavad, aga nad vaimselt õpetavad, räägivad liha peab sööma ja alkoholi võib tarvitada ja minimaalt kogudes, mis nüüd saab selles, noh, ta läheb Jumala juurde siiras, aga see vain õpetaja petab teda. Mm-hmm. Mis nüüd sellest nendest inimestest saab, kes oma pooles, hinge pooles mõtlevad, et armastavad
teged asja.
Ja aga neljad printsiipi.
Okei. Okay. Igor is asking, what about those people who go to the churches and who are very determined, very seriously go and pray there, but at the same time those teachers, spiritual teachers that teach them there in the churches aren't teaching the four regulated principles. So what happens to those people who are, you know, in the heart, they're sincerely trying, but at the same time they are
yes.
Illusions, you know?
You have to, if you want to go to the spiritual world,
Kui sa tahad minna vaimsesse maailma,
then you have to have the tastes of one who resides in the spiritual world.
You have to have
the tastes.
Taste.
Taste means someone has a taste for, proclivity or taste means like you have a taste for studying Spanish.
I do. Okay. okay, I understand. Sorry. Okay. You have to have.
You have to have a taste for the activities of the spiritual world. Somebody has a taste for ice cream, so whenever they can, they eat it. You see. Someone has a taste for, you know, swimming. So whenever they summer comes, they go swimming. So if somebody wants to become qualified to go to the spiritual world, they have to develop a taste for the activities of the spiritual world.
Ja kui keegi tahab saada kvalifitseerituks, et minna tagasi vaimse maailma, siis ta peab arendama maitset vaimse maailma tegevuse vastu.
If they have a taste for something that's a strong taste for something which is not available in the spiritual world, they will not be happy in the spiritual world.
Kui neil on tugev maitse millegi sellise vastu, mida ei ole vaimses maailmas, siis...
So, for example, if someone has a taste for eating meat,
näiteks kui kellegil on maitse liha söömise vastu,
even if they've somehow entered into God's kingdom, they would become very uncomfortable there. They would look around and they would say, where is the nearest McDonald's? And there wouldn't be any. They'd say, well, we don't have that chain up here. Well, I have to go back to Tartu to get my Big Mac. So the point is, if you want to go back to Godhead, if you want to return to God's kingdom, if you have a taste for sinful things, you will not be happy there. If you desire to eat meat, you will not be happy there. If you desire to have illicit sex, you will not be happy there. If you desire to get intoxicated on liquor or cigarettes, you will not be happy there.
If
you desire to gamble, you will not be happy then. So we have no objection if someone wants to go to the Christian church or the Jewish synagogue or the Muslim mosque. We have no objection.
Et meil ei ole mitte mingisuguseid vastuväite selle kohta, kui keegi tahab minna juutide sünagoogi või kristlaste kirikusse või moslemite.
The Muslim cleric or the Jewish rabbi or the Christian minister is teaching them how to develop the tastes of the spiritual world, then we have no objection. But I have seen they're all eating meat. That's the problem.
Aga probleem on selles, et ma olen näinud, et nad kõik söövad liha.
The Muslims are eating meat.
Moslemid söövad liha.
The Christians are eating meat.
Kristlased söövad liha.
The Jews are eating meat.
Ja juudid söövad liha.
So their so-called salvation is simply false.
Ja nende nii nimetatud vabanemine või pääsemine on tegelikult vale.
They will not go to the kingdom of God.
Nad ei lähe Jumala kuningriiki.
They will come down again and become animals and be slaughtered in a slaughterhouse.
Nad tulevad tagasi ja nende saavad loomad ja neid tapetakse tapamajades.
In their next birth.
And the enemies are ills.
Questions more?
Veel küsimusi.
Yeah.
Kui kõik inimesed või hinged sõnnivad uuesti loomadena, kes on oma elus söönud liha või kala või midagi sellist muna, et siis nagu ei jääkski inimesi järgi, et siis oleks nagu kõik loomad, kui kõik sõnniksid ümber loomadeks.
Okay, Hendrik is asking that if all the, you know, if everyone who eats meat, fish or eggs takes birth again as an animal, then it seems that at one point there couldn't be any human beings before everyone would be an animal.
Yes, but the animals are coming back again to be human beings.
Jah, aga need loomad tulevad uuesti tagasi inimesteks.
So if you kill a cow this lifetime, you see,
et kui te tapate lehma selles elus,
then in your next lifetime you will become a cow to be killed in the slaughterhouse.
Siis järgmise elus oled ise lehm, et ei tapetakse.
And that cow will become a human being.
Aga see lehm saab olema inimene.
And he will eat you.
Et tema sööb teid.
Sain küll, aga milles see lehm siis süüdi on? Kas tema saab siis karistuseks selle, et ta peab uuesti siis sööma jälle kedagi või?
Okei. In the case saying that he doesn't quite get it because is it a punishment for the for that soul who will become the human being and will eat the one who we know killed him, the cow?
He's given a chance for revenge.
Et tal antakse võimalus kättemaksuks.
By the arrangement of God.
Jumala korralduse järgi.
It's a little bit of a reward, you could say.
See on mingil määral nagu autasu.
But it's also a punishment.
Aga samas on see ka karistus.
Because he has to take birth again in the material world.
Sest ta peab sünnima uuesti materiaalses maailmas.
The material world is always a punishment.
Materiaalne maailm on alati karistus.
Aga siis see ei lõpe, see ei ring iialgi.
Aga in that sense, the cycle will never end.
Yes, that's a fact. It never will.
Yeah, see on fakt. See mitte kunagi lõppe.
That's why it is called Nitya Badha, eternally conditioned.
See, kas ta nimetataksegi.
There's only one way out.
Igavesti sõltuvaks.
And that is if you come in contact with Krishna's pure devotee.
Aga üks tee on sellest välja. Ja see on
and he pulls you out of that cycle.
See on see, et sa saate puhtes Krishna pühenduks. Ja tema tõmbab siin välja sellest ringist.
So when you have the contact with the pure devotee.
Ja kui teil on suhe puhta pühendunuga.
You should fully surrender to him.
See peaksid täielikult alistuma temale.
So you can be pulled out of the vicious cycle.
Selleks, et siin sellest tsüklist välja tõmmataks.
Otherwise you remain.
Vastas juhul sa jääd lihtsalt sinna.
Karma chakra.
Karma chakras.
For all of eternity.
Igaveseks.
Now do you know why we're trying to convince you to surrender?
Kas sa nüüd saad aru, miks me tahame, et sa alistaksid?
Yeah. Yeah. Questions, Mara?
Veel küsimusi?
Ma küsin oma näiteks suhetes naise vastu, et ma nagu hinges tahan, et naine natukenegi teeniks Krishna. Ja ta natukene, ma näen, et ta on edasi läinud selle kolm aastaga. Aga samas vahest ta võib nii öelda, et ta nii solvab. Pürendunud võib solvata, no näiteks hundideks nimetas. Ja samas ta, mõnikord ma vanasti, kui Maharas küsis, et autot, ma alati kui küsisin, vastu pead alguses sain. Aga nüüd ta ise annab ja bensiini maksab kinni. Aga samas mõnikord ta nii solvab, et mul igasugune isu kaob ära talle rääkida. Kas, kuidas ma pean käituma? Kas ma ikkagi...
Okay. Igor is asking about his wife. During the past years, his wife has become more tolerant to Krishna consciousness, but at the same time, he's still, you know, at some times he's very offensive against devotees, very offensive about this practice. But Igor is wanting to ask that, should he continue preaching to his wife? Because
when... So you become strict in your own practice.
Et kui sa täielikult nagu kindlaks saad oma praktikas.
That's the best thing.
Et see on kõige parem asi.
And then she'll respect you. But she knows what the principles are and she knows that you're not following them. So she knows you're a hypocrite when you try to preach to her. So you become pure in your own practice and then you can make her Krishna conscious.
Sa pead oma praktikas saama täiesti täiuslikuks ja siis sa saad viia ka tema Krishna teadusesse.
You have to show by your example.
Sa pead oma eeskuju näitama.
Example is better than precepts.
Eeskuju on parem kui näited.
Precepts, you know, precepts means teachings.
Eeskujud on paremad kui õpetused.
So, it's a little running a little late tonight, so we'll go ahead and stop here. We thank you all very much for your kind attention. Kindly make your lives successful so that you will never take birth again in this material world.
et mitte kunagi ei sünniks uuesti selles materiaalses maailmas.
This is the request of Srila